Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you, we praise you, we exalt you and magnify you, God. Lord, I'm asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Let's go. I've entitled this morning's message. Oh, yes, if you have your cell phones, that's not the name of the message. If you have your cell phones, fax machines, whatever you brought with you, please put them on the offices or on silent. Amen. But I've entitled this morning's message, God Exposes the Enemy's Tactics. You see, the enemy's tactful. He's been observing mankind for over 6,000 years. So we cannot pull anything over him. And so what he has done, he has studied our tendencies. He has studied our character. He knows our weaknesses. He knows where to attack. And he knows how to destroy. So I want you to write this down before we get into further. We're going to come to that. I want you to remember the three D's in this message. Three D's. One of them is deceive. Write that down. Deceive. The other one is divide. And then the last one is destroy. Those are the tactics. They're real simple. They're only really three. But Jesus said in Matthew 24, one of the first things that Jesus said on the Mount of Olives, do not be deceived. Then he went on with all the other things that would happen in the day and time that we would live in. But the first thing was, do not be deceived. Why? Because he knows how gullible we are. God knows how weak we are. Look at Adam and Eve. You got to remember, God told Adam and Eve in the garden, the day you eat of this tree, you will die. But nowhere do you find in scripture where it says that an alien being is going to appear and deceive you. He didn't say that, did he? You don't read that in the Word of God in Genesis. All God says, do not eat of that tree, because the moment you eat of that tree, you will die. And so, we all know we're here today because of the deception. Adam and Eve were deceived, weren't they? And this is why women go into labor to bear children. This is why we only live to a certain age, and then our bodies physically die. Okay, so we still are under the Adamic, the Adam. It's called the Adamic nature. We're still under the curse. But this is why Jesus had to come, hallelujah, to destroy death, hell, and the grave. This is why Jesus had to come and save us by the power of the cross. He had to come and destroy death. Because that was the result of being deceived. And when we fall in that category in our lives of deception, watch things start to be divided in your life and watch things start to be destroyed in your life. Why? Because of deception. It's all about deception. So we're going to exploit, we're going to expose the tactics, because he is very tactful. And God wants us to be strategic. Okay, well, God wants us to have power, wisdom, knowledge, and he wants us to have what a lot of Christians don't have today. The key word is discernment. To discern when the enemy is coming. You know why? Because one of the signs is, we will pit ourselves against one another and think it's you, or it's you, or you, and you. And little do we know that it's the enemy. Yeah. that has infiltrated and is causing us to pit each other against each other. And we got to rise above that. We got to go, wait a minute. God is not the author of confusion. He's not. And if your family's confused and there's heartache, then the enemy has a stronghold on you. And all he literally wants to do is destroy you. And it's so easy for couples, for wonderful marriages that started out well, to write a certificate of divorce. And guess what? They'll run with that. And guess what? Here comes the knight in shining armor, or here comes Cinderella, or whatever you want to call him or her. And guess what? The junk is still in the trunk. And that spirit will manifest itself because Satan knows how to deceive you and will use those same tactics in the next relationship. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Praise God. Y'all need to just do an altar call now and quit? Hallelujah. Well, we always need to go to the Word. Amen. Hey, listen, I love to be in the Spirit. Man, I love when the Holy Ghost comes. I love to speak in tongues. I love to do all those things. But guess what? That will bring you joy for the moment. But the Word will take you all the way into eternity, because the Word is forever settled in heaven. You need the Spirit and the Word. There's churches, it's just Spirit only. And it's good. You could bask and hallelujah, get slain. Thank you, God. But you'll ask, well, what was the message about? Well, I don't know, but it was good. You remember who used to say that. I won't bring him up. All right, let's go to the Word of God. Turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6, and we're going to read together 10 through 18. And here we go. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Say that with me. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Wiles in the Greek is confusion. He brings confusion, chaos, and disorder. And he wants to manipulate you. He wants to deceive you. He wants to basically destroy you. And one of the things, and not so much physically destroyed, one of the things he loves to do is destroy your character. So once he's destroyed your character, wherever you go, people are going to know, oh, that's so-and-so. Oh, wait a minute. Let's not get close. Because you know why? The devil will make sure people know about you. God's trying to cover you and cleanse you and wash you, right? God, you confess your sins. He is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. But Satan is the accuser of the brethren. For we do not wrestle against flesh. Look at this, flesh and blood. So don't look at your spouse, your friend, your daughter, your aunt, your uncle. Don't look at them in the flesh. Because we live in a sinful body. And it says, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age. Against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. So these are things in the atmosphere that have already been taking place, and they're looking. They're looking for little innocent lambs. You know what? Satan's not after the world. He's got the world. He's after the church. He's after us. Because if he can divide us, guess what? We won't have no more desire to come into church anymore and worship the King. He wants to render us useless. Look at this. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God. That's right. Some of us just walk out with just the helmet of I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled. And you forgot your shield. You forgot your sword. You forgot your belt of truth. You forgot your feet shod prepared for the gospel of peace. It says, put on what? The whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day. You see, we are now in the evil day. Oh, come on. Last night we were celebrating Yolanda's son's, our grandson's birthdays, Ezekiel and Levi. And we were watching the Dodger game, and a commercial came on. And Mark, our son, looked at it. He goes, I can't believe what I just saw. It was, you know how every commercial has nothing but drugs they're selling you now? And this was a drug, so it would take away the pain from transgenders that have operated on themselves, that have changed the natural order. And so take this, and this will take care of the pain. It's like, wow, we're living in the evil day. Wake up, church. We're living in the evil day. Come on, when we were growing up, it was Leave It to Beaver. It was Lost in Space. Danger, danger, Roy Robinson. It was, you know. But it showed these transgenders that have already, they call them, they're already transformed. And they're going through emotional and physical pain. And Sister Yolanda found a little video clip on Facebook. She goes, honey, look at this. And it showed, like, page by page on what the surgeons do to remove the male to make it become a female. Wow, I go, I know. I was feeling the pain already. Jesus, we live in that day now? Well, that's what it says. It says, in that evil day, and having done all to stand, say that with me, to stand. Therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel. Now, above all, say with me, stay with me here and say this, above all, taking the shield of faith, which you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication, hallelujah, in the Spirit, being watchful. God is saying not to be asleep at the wheel. Oh, just wake me up. Well, it's over. We cannot be an ostrich. We cannot put our head in the sand and let the evil day go by us. God is saying be watchful. Why? Because the enemy wants to destroy us. He wants to destroy us. Praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. All means what? All of us, you and I, praise God. Now, let's go here. Let's look at this. When was the last time you felt vulnerable to a temptation? When's the last time? For me, it was this morning. We are tempted every day. I'm telling you, the enemy's relentless. He is 24/7. But we're here to let you know God is greater. And so since we've all experienced this type of temptation, and sometimes the pull is so strong that we begin to come up with reasons why yielding isn't so bad. Oh, I'm just going to succumb to this. I'm not going to fight this thing. And we find ourselves in that place. However, saints of God, we need to stop and consider that the voice we're listening to is Satan. This is where he attacks us, in the mind. The battlefield is in the mind. Because our spiritual being is there as well. You got to remember, he's a spirit. He's not a physical being. And we just read, he's in the heavenly places. He's the God of the air. And he was cast out of heaven. So he's here knowing that his days are numbered. How many believe that you know that Satan's days are numbered? Oh, they're numbered. They're numbered. So this is why he's causing havoc in these last days. He wants to take as many people with him where he's headed. He's headed to a place called hell. And when Jesus was on the mountaintop, when the heavens opened up, do you remember in the book, I believe it's in the book of Luke, when Jesus was baptized by his primo, his cousin, John the Baptist. And when he was baptized, he came out of the water, praise God, and the heavens opened up, and a voice came forth and said, "This is my beloved son, who am I well pleased." And then the dove fell on him as a type of the Holy Spirit, and Jesus was on the mountaintop. He was on the mountaintop. But guess what? Let me just say this. How many of you can recall when you received the Holy Ghost and you were on fire, you been hot up, you know, you were just like, and then the enemy came and showed up at your door. This ain't real, is it? Oh, come on. Oh, that's right. Let's see what happened here. Let's read the story here. Let's go here to this story right here. Look at this. In Luke 3:15, look at this. Now, as the people were in expectation and all reason in their hearts about John the Baptist, whether he was the Christ or not, John answered, saying to all, "I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal strap I'm not even worthy to loose. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." Hallelujah. Thank you, God. That's right. You got to remember, just because you got baptized in water, you still need to be baptized with the Holy Ghost with fire. Can I get amen? Amen? Oh, yes. I got water baptized on a Monday, and I got filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That following Sunday. You guys all know Brother Felipe. When that brother lays hands on you, man, it's like heaven opens up, and there's like a tunnel. He's like a conduit. And the Holy Ghost, I was never the same since. Been on fire since. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Now look at this. Goes on to say, his winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out the threshing floor and gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff will burn with unquenchable fire. And with many other exhortations, he preached to the people, but Herod the Tetrarch, I believe Tetrarch, being rebuked by him concerning Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, and for all the evils which Herod had done. Oh, let me tell you, John the Baptist was bold. That's why he got his head chopped off. Because he called out sin when he saw it. He didn't hold nothing back. Praise God. He had nothing to lose. Did you know that John was the only one on record, in biblical record, that was filled with the Holy Ghost inside his mother's womb? He didn't have to labor. He didn't have to cry. No, God put the Holy Ghost in him in his mother's womb. That baby came out preaching. That's right. He came out with power. Hallelujah. Look at this, verse 20. Also added this above all, that he shut up prison. When all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was what? Baptized. And while he prayed, the heaven was open and the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily form like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, "You are my beloved son, in you I am well pleased." Can I just say this for us that are saints of God? God is well pleased with us. That's right. Why? Because we're carrying out his will. God saved us for such a time as this. To be what? To be a witness. To fulfill the commission. To preach the gospel, to lift up, to raise up, to minister, to lay hands on the sick and watch them recover, to believe that God's able to do miraculous things even though it looks impossible. God is about raising up the dead situations in your life. Whatever's dead, God will raise up if you believe he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for. Well, a lot of us want to throw in the towel. A lot of us want to just get rid of him or her and forget about it. It's too late. See, you know, let me just say this. This is what the devil will show you. He will tell you that it's too late and it's stinking by now. I'm here to let you know nothing's ever too late with God. Can I get an amen? You could be on your dying deathbed and have still breath in your lungs and still cry out to God. Thank you, Lord. And so, saints, after Jesus' mountaintop experience, now came the time of testing. So he didn't immediately go and do ministry. He came to get filled with the Holy Ghost. Why? Because God had now had to test him with old slew foot. You see, when we get saved, God allows the devil to come and say, "You really believe me?" That's right. We're going to be tested. And God's going to put each and every one of us through a test to see if we're going to hold on and hold on to hope. Hold on to God's mercy. Hold on to God's grace. That God's able to see us through. God's able to resurrect things in our life that are dead. Oh, that's right. When I came to the Lord at the age of 30, my life was, spiritually, it was dead. I was a walking zombie. I was physically alive, but spiritually dead. But when the Holy Ghost comes in, hallelujah, the lights turn on. He flips the switch. Hallelujah. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And now you have a mind, the mind of Christ. Let's look at this though. In Luke 4, look at this. Then Jesus being filled, look at this. He had to be filled with the Holy Spirit first. That's what the Word of God says. Can I get an amen? You got to remember, he was 100% man, 100% God. But he had to come in a human form. He came legally. He didn't come illegally through the southern border. He came legally. He came in a body. But that body had no sin. Look at this. He returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Being tempted for what? Being tempted for 40 days by the devil. Oh my gosh. You would think, man, I got this joy. Joy, 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 joy down in my heart. You know how we sing that? But he was filled with joy and power. And the first thing God had to show you and I 2,000 years later, this is how we deal with old slew foot. Jesus showed us how. Can I get amen? So look at this. Being tempted for 40 days by the devil, and in those days he ate nothing. And afterward, when they had ended, he was hungry. So he was on a fast. Yes, he was on a fast. Let me tell you, fasting and praying, there's power. There's power. And yes, I can use some fasting. You can laugh. Look at this. And the devil said to him, "If you are," I need you to catch that. What did the devil say in the garden? Did God really say that? Here comes the deception. Right away, he's trying to trip up the Lord. If you are, if thou, that's devil doubt talk. Really? Can God really do that? Oh, yeah. Look at this. If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. Wow. When I read that, it came to mind years ago. My brother used to call Battle of the Badges. All the law enforcement, they would have boxing matches against. So the prisons would box the Chula Vista cops and whatever. So he invited me to go out. And watch it. It was at Barona's. So you had to go through the casino to get to the back where the arena was. So we walked back there. And as I was walking by, there was rows and rows of slot machines. And on top of them were like little statues from the Catholic Church. And I looked. I just paused to look. And they were, you know, doing all this. And then they would pull that slot. And I said, they're tempting God. They're tempting God so that they become rich. And I read that right here. They're probably saying, if I'm a child of God, you'll make me rich right now. Bam. That's what came to mind. It's like, wow, wait a minute. And so I had a sprint by there. I saw it and I left. I go, man, Lord, help them. They're deceived. They're deceived. The riches of this world has deceived them, or the lack thereof. It has deceived them. And I remember at Plaza Bonita, there's a big open Plaza Bonita Mall. There's an open parking lot and buses would roll in there, and all these seniors would just pile onto the buses, and off they go to the casinos, robbing them, deceiving them. Some of them are 80, 70, and they still think, I'm going to be rich if I just hit that big one. My goodness, let's move on to this. Look at this right here. Look at this. But Jesus answered him. Oh, I love Jesus. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every what? Word of God. This is what I mean. Be in your word. Know your word. Be in study. Get the word of God in you. Why? Because when the devil comes to try to trip you up, you will have discernment. Say, this is against God's word. This is against the law of God. If you hate your brother or your sister, that's not the word. God says, love your enemies. Love. Love each other. Build each other up. Can I get amen? Amen. Look at this. But all slewfoot ain't done. Then the devil took him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Listen, I want you to catch this. All these movie stars and all these rap stars and rock stars and all that, the devil has showed them, if you bow down to me, I'll give you all this. Why? Because the devil does have authority. See, until he's cast into the lake of fire, he's still what? The principality in heavenly places. He still has authority here that God allows him to have. You know what I love about God? God will use slewfoot to bring someone to Christ. Oh, yes, he'll use him. He used them from day one. All God says, don't you take his life. Look at this. Then the devil took him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, all this authority I give to you. Whoa, wow. And their glory, for this has been delivered to me. And I give it to whomever I wish. Look at all the perversion in Hollywood now. Look at everything. Satan has given them all that to pervert God's creation. We're created by God. And the devil wants to pervert us. Are you getting something out of this? Or shall we just call an altar call here? Look at this. For this has been delivered to me, and I give to it whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours. Oh, but look at Jesus. Hey, let me just say, he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Can I get amen? Amen. You're not going to get nothing by him. Right. And Jesus answered and said to him, get behind me, Satan. A lot of times, hallelujah, the enemy's going to show you the drugs and alcohol in your family. He's going to show you members of your family that are not saved, that it's too late. You need to tell the devil, get behind me, Satan. I'm praying for them. I believe God is going to save them. I believe God's going to bring them into the household of faith. I believe God is going to resurrect their dead life. Hallelujah. Like he did for me, he will do for them. You got to believe God, hallelujah, that it's not too late with God. He said, get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God. I'm here to let people know, you're watching on Facebook and YouTube, if your marriage is falling apart, you need to rebuke the devil. That's right. They're not your enemy. It's the enemy that has infiltrated. It has broken the hedge and has gone in and is causing havoc. God said, I hate divorce. Show me where he says he hates it. Why? Because he's married to us. God made a covenant with us. Just imagine if God said, I'm going to rip up this covenant because you sinned. So if he's made a covenant with us, can we keep our covenant with one another? Can I get an amen? Let that go deep. There's no wiggle room in that. Come on. That's right. I know some of you that are watching, have spouses don't serve God. They don't come to church. You try to get them to come. It's a battle to get here. But the hope is in Christ. The devil wants you to give up. The devil wants it. Well, we're reading right now. He wants you to say it's over. Move on. That's a lie from the pit. If God before, just imagine if he left us in our sin. What if God left you in your sin? Come on. Did he leave you in your sin? He didn't leave me in my sin. Just imagine if he would have. I wouldn't be here preaching the word of God today. You wouldn't be here hearing his word. But it was his mercy. The providence of God. He saw 2,000 years when he was on the cross, after they beat him, after they brutalized him, after they mocked him, after they spat on him, after they ripped out his beard, they ripped out his flesh. You couldn't even tell his gender anymore. And yet out of his mouth, he said one thing, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That is the greatest love known to mankind, is the death on the cross for our sins. That broke the devil's stronghold on our necks. Hallelujah. It destroyed it. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Come on, give him a shout of praise right now. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus is for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. He's with us. Thank you, God. And he will never leave us nor forsake us. Can I get an amen? I hope those who are listening, by the time we're done, that you would have reconsidered what the devil wants you to do and do it God's way. And watch God bless you. Watch the heavens open up and be poured upon your family, your children. We just sang that song, the blessing. Okay. So the blessing is God bless me. Well, God is saying now, honor me. So if we honor God, he will bless us. My goodness. But we got to honor him, right? Look at this. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord God and him only. Then he brought him to Jerusalem, set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said, if you are, once again, questioning who he is. And God is relentless. He will continue to question your situation that's before God right now. Look at this. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you. And in their hands, they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. So listen, just tumble yourself. The angels will catch you at the end. Tempting God. Look at Jesus. And Jesus answered and said, it has been said, you shall not what? Tempt the Lord your God. That's why when I saw those people pulling that and doing this and laying hands on that machine, they were tempting God. My. And now when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. Did you catch that? He'll come in a season to see what he has destroyed. And if he hasn't got it all, he'll come back to finish it. Are you somebody catching this? Saints, today we're living in a sensual age in which enticements are everywhere. Can I get an amen? You can't even watch commercials no more. You can't let your kids watch what's on now. Especially that commercial. Oh, we got the fix for your operation. We're living in a sensual age. Enticements are everywhere. And we could respond in many ways. We can yield quickly without a struggle. That's the easy way out. Oh, it is what it is. It is what it is. We can successfully fight against it. We can try to resist but eventually give up. Or make excuses for surrendering. Throwing in the, you don't know, Pastor. You don't know what she said. You don't know what he said. You don't know this and that. I don't need to know. God already saw it all. But if you give it to God, he will do the 360 in your life. Guess what? He'll give that person a heart of forgiveness and a heart to say, you know what? I'm still going to love you. I'm still going to minister to you. I'm not going to give up because I know God can do something I cannot do. That's right. Temptation began with Adam and Eve. We know that. And shortly after us, 6,000 years later, old Slewfoot is still not done. You see, Satan lied to Eve about the wonderful benefits of eating the forbidden fruit. And he's been doing the same thing to humanity ever since. You ever notice that it always looks greener on the other side of the fence? Man, it's just so more beautiful over there. And then you hop over that fence and you find out, I still got to water it. I still got to water that thing. That's right. Only the elements of his temptations vary according to, catch this, the desires and weaknesses in each person. There's some things that's in me that you won't have to worry about being tempted upon. And there's things in your life that I wouldn't have to be worried. We're all built individually by God, right? So the enemy knows our weaknesses. He knows everything about you. And the devil knows we are the most vulnerable, what suggestion is most appealing, and how to make us think that we must have it. Some of us want a Burger King life. Having it my way. Oh, come on. You've been shown the word. You've been spoken to. You heard the preaching of the word. And it's like, I don't hear it. I don't hear that. Mm-mm. That's for them. Help us, God. Look at this, saints of God. Look at this. You deserve to have this. No one's perfect. God still loves you and will forgive you. So in other words, whatever that thing is that we desire, we want, and we don't want to do it God's way, we come up with, no one's perfect. God still loves you. Go ahead. Finish it off. Just cut it like scissors. I'm cutting you out. You're gone. And God will still forgive you. Let me just say this. I'm talking about personal experience. I have done some things in the past in my early walk as a Christian that I knew it was not the will of God, and nothing was going right. Like, I didn't feel his presence. I didn't feel that joy. I couldn't even get one customer in my real estate business. Everything was just like unraveling. And then God spoke. And he showed me what it was. And I had to get before him. And I needed to cry out and ask him to forgive me. And once I cried out and he showed me my sin. Because my pride wouldn't let me look at it. Immediately, the room lit up. The room lit up. And the power of God came on me and the joy came. And I knew at that moment he had cleansed me. All he wanted me to do was confess the sin to him. Because he had a call on my life. And he knew that I was hindering me. I was hindering me. Nobody was hindering me. I was hindering me. And the joy came back. The anointing came back. Hallelujah. And I picked up my cross and I continued to follow him. Hallelujah. 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 Hey. Hey. And I never looked back because I knew that what I was doing wasn't honoring him. God wants us to honor him in everything we do and not to be we're not to be contrary to what God has written. What's written is forever settled in heaven. We cannot compromise. We cannot change it. We cannot fit it to our own image because now we created an image of another God. Jesus, help us. Help us. And so, for those of us who belong to Christ, we are not without a defense strategy. I hope you know that. It's described at the end of the book of Ephesians, and we're going to read some scriptures right now. And the next couple of chapters in Ephesians is going to get us the ammunition, but we also need to know the tactics to be reminded, hallelujah, to be reminded that that old slewfoot has a diabolical plan for you and I. But God is greater than him. Praise God. How many believe that God's greater? Oh, Jesus. Jesus. So we're going to go quickly. Hallelujah. We're going to go quickly now. So I know some of you are going, man, all right, Pastor, but I'm getting hungry. Let's get hungry for the word. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's get hungry for the word. Praise God. So, look at this. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We talked about that already. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age. Didn't say the age before us. This age. Against spiritual hosts of wickedness in what? Heavenly places. So now we're going to get to the meat of it. Look at this. What is a satanic attack? What is a satanic attack? Number one, what are Satan's objectives? What are his objectives? Now, the attack, it's deliberate, and it's a willful assault by Satan upon an individual for the purpose of doing harm to the spirit, soul, and body. This is what he wants to do to you and I. He wants to render you useless. And he'll do all three if he has to. These attacks could come at any time or from anywhere. The devil tries to trip us up when we are at our most weakest moment. Just catch that. You know, if you've been in a duel, if for months you've been at war with your children, your spouse, whoever, your boss at work, whatever, there's going to be a breaking moment where now the enemy will come in and solidify your anger, solidify your madness, solidify why you hate that person. And you will not see that God created that person too. Can I get an amen? And so he knows those weak moments, the enemy, and it's exactly wants to lure you in for an unprotected battle. You don't have no armor on, and you're battling like this. No gear. You're in the flesh. And he knows how to bring us down. So what are Satan's objectives? Number one, to draw us away from God. I just shared with you the things that I was allowing myself to be in. It drew me away from God. I was like Brother G would say, I was faking the funk. Praise the Lord, everyone. God bless you. Praise the Lord. What's up, brother? God bless you. And then my private life, I was dishonoring him. One of the goals is to take our minds off the Lord. That's what the enemy wants to do. To take our minds off the Lord and spiritual matters in order to get us to focus on material and sensual desires. See, he wants to trip you. He wants you to forget about God and concentrate on the issue right now that's tearing you up. That's right. Number two, to thwart God's purposes. How many believe that God has a purpose in your life? Come on. He has a purpose in your life, in my life, right? Although the Lord is infinitely more powerful, Satan is always trying to undermine what he desires for us. You got to remember, he's a trickster. He's going to put candy cane and what's that? Cotton candy, there you go. He'll put all those stuff when we were kids. We loved all that stuff. He'll put things in your life that it's just for a moment. And then we find out that it is destroying us. Number three, to deny God the worship and glory he deserves. He wants you to stop worshiping him and glorifying him. So these are tactics that we're exposing. If you find yourself in these categories, something now is not in sync with God. You see, Satan hates the fact that God alone is worthy of all worship and praise and honor. Can I get amen? So he offers us a plate full of other options to distract us from the Lord. And ultimately, Satan's plan is to destroy us. The devil wants to demolish our relationship with God, our interest and faith in him, our desire to pray, and confidence in our eternal security. That's right. However, saints of God, we know that God's word says nothing can separate us from the love of God. Can I get an amen? How many believe that? How many believe that nothing can separate us from the love of God? Even though we're going to be tempted by old Slew Foot. He's a relentless foe. And when we get raptured out of here and changed and have the new body, we know that old Slew Foot's going to be cast to the bottomless pit and be locked away for 1,000 years. He will no longer buffet us again. Can I get a amen? How many can't wait for that day? Or do you want to continue to get those bombarded images that Satan shoots in your mind? See, one thing about God, I need you to know this. God will never remind you of your sin again. Amen. Old Slewfoot will remind you 24/7. Because he's the accuser of the brethren. If you're still thinking about what someone has done to you, that's old Slewfoot still putting that in your mind. Oh, yeah. But the good news is this. Yet in all these things, we are more than what? conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Somebody give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. That's right. Praise God. Nothing will be able to separate. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care how long the deception has been. God will get you out of it, and then he'll just elevate you to a place, a place where just you and him, and you're going to bask in his glory. You're going to go, oh my gosh, I thought you left me, Lord. And he says, no, I never left you, nor will I ever forsake you. But I'm teaching you something. He's teaching us all something, isn't he? You see, yet the devil keeps trying to move us in direction away from truth by convincing us that we don't have time to read the Bible or that we won't understand it. I get it if you go through Leviticus. I know it's a tough book. What's that mean? I get that. But if you keep reading it, God will bring revelation to you because the Word of God is alive. You'll understand, oh, that's where the seven feasts of the Lord were created. Oh, that's right. We must remember that he is our enemy who feeds us lies to keep us from living faithfully and righteously as God desires, which is the best possible life. So, look at this. What are Satan's strategies? I spoke to the prayer team this morning. Remember the three D's. Remember the three D's. Number one, two and three, deceive, divide, destroy. When you allow the devil to do that in your life, in your family's life, at work, in school, you've allowed the devil to win. That's right. And so, let's look at the first one, deceive. Deceive is believing Satan's lies is the first step toward following him. Those who love their sin are quick to question or twist the truth of God's word in order to justify their choices. They make excuses for their sin based on their situations and needs. So the enemy will put in you, oh, God knows. He knows. And yet, we refuse to do it God's way. And then he wants to divide us. Oh, that's what he loves to do. Did you know our nation is divided right in half? Huh? You see, you got to remember, it's not the political world, it's the spiritual world. And then it filters down into the natural society because Satan is the divider. So he's divided us in half. And right now, real quickly, I'll move from it. Our nation is in a vulnerable state right now, like no other time. China has just sent off a supersonic missile that can hit LA without us defending it. You caught that in the news, right? North Korea is shooting off their missiles now. You know why? Because there's no strong arm man there no more. We got someone that when you look in his eyes in the camera, it's like it's real dark. There's no one home. I'm not going to say his name or they'll take me off of YouTube right now. That guy. Oh, yeah. And they want to force you to take these vaccines where the stem cells are from aborted babies. Let me just say this. Those who are being fiddled by the fiddler and they're following the fiddler, when the real deal comes, I'm talking about the mark of the beast. Well, I need to fend for my family. It's either that or we starve. No, it's either that or you don't trust God. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Where's the trust, brother? Where's the trust, sister? Then we throw the book out. But I don't care. I'm going to live for now. Wow. Now, I'm not going to hold that against anyone. I'm just letting you know what's fact. Because the beast system is on its way. This is a prelude to it. It's a prelude. So we could get these sheep to take this. Guess what? When the Antichrist shows up, I got them all. Because now they can't buy or sell. And they have to take it. My goodness. Where are we? Do we trust God? Or do we just come on Sunday and we hear a sermon and that's it? I thank God for the men and women's Bible studies, those of you who are raising up people in home Bible studies. Man, continue. Continue, right? Because wisdom and knowledge. The Bible says, my people perish for what? Lack of knowledge. And then ultimately, he wants to destroy us. This is Satan's ultimate purpose, saints of God, to destroy our testimonies, our lives, our finances, our marriages, our families by deceiving us and dividing us. See, once the deception has come in, what is the next trait? We just talked about it. Then there's dividing. He divides you. And then he destroys you. Wow. Since Satan is always seeking to deceive, divide, or destroy us, we must be alert and watchful. How many believe that you're called to be a watchman on the wall? See, this church and many churches that I know that are similar to our church, the pastors are watchmen. They're not caught up in prosperity gospel. They're not caught up in, I don't want to hurt your feelings. I won't talk about sin. I won't talk about adultery. I won't talk about fornication. I won't talk about marriages that are running amok. I won't talk about that. You need to learn that on your own. I'm just going to make you feel good. This is a watchman church. Many others I know are like that. Hallelujah. Why? Because I got to stand before God, and God's going to say, did you warn them? Did you tell them? I don't want to be cast in the lake. And we as believers, we have to be truthful with one another. Amen? We got to learn to love one another, encourage one another, lift at one another. So you can make it, you can do it. And so this kind of overconfidence is no foundation at all, because our only hope is to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And how many believe we have a promise from God? How many believe the promises of God? That's right. I need you to look at this scripture right here. We're coming in for a close. No temptation. Say that with me. No temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man. But say this with me. God is faithful. Come on, you can do better than that. God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Praise God. And so, saints, because God is faithful, we don't have to yield to temptations. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We don't have to yield to the devil's strategy unless you want to go through that. I learned my lesson. I don't go that path no more. I want to honor God. I know you want to honor God. Can I get an amen? Why? Because God loves us. God wants the best for us. Hallelujah. And one of the key scriptures, when we find ourselves in that area of temptation, resentment, bitterness, and we know that Satan's already starting to have his way in our life, he has deceived us, He has now divided us, and he's about ready to destroy us. And guess what? A lot of it is we did it to ourselves. Can I get an amen? Because we allowed it to happen. We allowed it. And so Satan wants you to take the bait. You got to remember, he's going to come, man, with a nice piece of fish on that hook. He'll put some sushi on it. Come on, just take a bite. And then he's hooked you. And now he's drawing you in. So here's the key scripture. And I'm going to ask Brother Josh to come up. If we confess our, say that with me. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and what? Just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from what?
All unrighteousness.
Oh yeah, yeah. I believe he'll.
Hallelujah.
But not that God. Oh no, he's able to do it all. You got to believe God for all. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Listen, for those of you right now that are going through, some of you may be here. We're going to ask God to supernaturally intervene now. We're going to ask God to move on your heart. Listen, we're not here to be sin sniffers. Did you catch that? We're not here to sniff out your sin. We are going over the strategies of the devil and how we can learn to honor God and to live a life of righteousness and holiness before him. The Bible's clear. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. And so I'm praying that we could come together in the unity of the faith and lock arms with one another. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. I've seen wonderful churches get divided in half. And they run to other places and they find out that, why did I leave in the first place? Because the enemy did a great job. He deceived them. Then he divided them. And then he ultimately destroyed their character, their testimony. How many believe that you want to hold on to your testimony? Amen. Listen, the Bible says in the book of Revelation, they overcame by the word of their testimony and by the blood of Jesus. So we need to be testifying. Oh God, you are a great God. Oh God, you are a mighty God. Oh God. Hallelujah. And if you are struggling right now, if there's areas in your life that you need to resolve with God, that's between you and the Lord. None of us here want to know anything about it other than you give it to God. Because God already read our heart. He already reads the heart of man. Thank God he has Superman X-ray eyes. You know, the problem with us sometimes, we think that's what's going on in their life, and it's opposite. It's opposite. God knows. And so what we need to do is encourage one another, build one another, that we can learn to edify one another. Let's not judge one another. Can I get amen? Let's not be like old Slewfoot. Jesus said, judge not lest you be judged. Can I get amen? We can't judge nobody. But when we come into the judgment seat of Christ, he will judge us on how we conducted ourselves with each other. Now, the judgment seat of Christ is for the believers. You do not want to show up in the white throne judgment. That's where he throws everyone into the lake of fire where the worm dieth not. Wow. I know that's a whole lot to chew, but this word is for us. Can I get amen? It's to build us up. Is to give us ammunition. Why? Because the devil is relentless and he wants to destroy us if he can. And we cannot allow old Slewfoot to have his way. Can I get amen? God is greater. Say that with me. God is greater. One more time. God is greater. Praise God. Praise God. And so, my friends, Let's all stand. And maybe you're watching right now for the first time. Someone shared this link with you. Or maybe you stumbled typing in on Google Amazing Grace and we popped up. And now God has drawn you to this message. If you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, our family here is going to pray with you. Now, I need you to know one thing. The prayer doesn't save you. It's not mystical. It's not magical. The prayer is a tool that God uses for sinful men and women down here to communicate with the holy God that's in heaven. That's what prayer is used for. And so pray with us that you would surrender your life and ask God to forgive you. Some of your marriages are toe up from the flow up and they need to be restored. Quit thinking about, oh, what he said, she said. Listen, if they didn't commit no adultery or any kind of thing like that, and maybe it's just mouth, God can fix that. As I shared earlier, aren't you so blessed that he didn't leave us in our sin? Huh? He saved us, didn't we? Well, he can save them too. Hallelujah. They're no different. And don't throw away your covenant, because God made a covenant with us. And he doesn't rip it up. He doesn't break his covenant. God is true to us. God loves you. God loves me. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And so hold on to your loved one. Look at it like the devil has battered you and tattered you. I want to cover you with my love unconditionally. Why? Because love covers a multitude of sin. And when you come with God's covering, you don't see their sin no more. You see the love of God. You see the grace of God. You see the mercy of God. And you look at yourself, I was once like that. Oh, come on. I'm trying to help somebody. The Spirit of God is speaking right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't throw the towel in. Don't take the devil's lies. He's a liar and a father of them. He was a liar from the beginning. And he's lying about your family right now. He's lying about your loved ones. He's lying about your boss. And God is saying, rise up in faith. Believe what I can do. I can raise up the dead things in your life. Pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I confess to you that I'm a sinner. I do believe on your death, burial, resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Is he worthy? Hallelujah. Is he worthy? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Listen.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, May God bless you, and thank you for listening.